This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Team WHL has been announced for the upcoming CIBC Canada-Russia series. So we'll talk to two players on the roster, goaltender Connor Ingram of the Kamloops Blazers and forward Nick Merkley of the Kelowna Rockets. Team Alberta has repeated as Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup champions. We'll hear how it ended and from some of the players from the winning side. And the WHL and CHL Player of the Week is defenseman Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings. He'll join us later. First up, Connor Ingram and Carter Hart will backstop Team WHL against the Russians. Game set for Prince George in Edmonton. I caught up with the Blazer goaltender and Tampa Bay Lightning prospect.
Well, Connor, you'll wear Team WHL threads and represent Canada as well against the Russians for the CIBC Canada-Russia series here. And first of all, I know that it's quite the honor to be named to this team, and your thoughts on taking on the Russians and taking that next step with Hockey Canada as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. Obviously, it's something I've never done before. I got that shot in the summer, but other than that, it's a crazy time. I think a year ago, if you asked me if I ever would have thought I'd be in it, I would probably laughed at you. But it's a cool and it's a fun experience and something I'm looking forward to.
This is great because it's the best of the best in the WHL, and these guys are your peers. What will it be like to, you know, play with this top edge talent here in the league?
It'll be exciting. I think it's I always seem to get a little starstruck when I'm around them for the first time, but it should be fun, and it's guys that one day I'll tell my kids to play alongside, hopefully.
You'll do it with Carter Hart. He'll also be the other goaltender from the Everett Silvertips. You're familiar with him as you were with him at the Summer Showcase event with Hockey Canada. Is that a capable duo there? Tell me more about Carter Hart.
Yeah, and obviously what he's done in the league the past couple of years is phenomenal. So it's a good experience to be beside him, and I'll look to him to even watch him and see what I can pick up off of him. But he knows what he's doing back there, and it's exciting to see a guy like that even in our league.
Well, one of the buildings will be familiar here for you with up in Prince George, a place that you play a ton of games in here. So some familiarity and a teammate as well as Devin Sidorov will share it with you.
Yeah, no, it'll be good to be up there and maybe get a cheer every now and then in PG instead of a boo. But it's exciting, and having Sid along with me, it makes it that much more fun. It's always good to have somebody that you know and someone that you trust going with you. So I think it's an exciting experience for both of us.
Team WHL and the CHL teams have done very well over the years in this series format here, but the series kicks off actually with the WHL leg first. So maybe some added pressure to get CHL out in front of these guys?
I'm not sure. I think, like I said before, it's always just hockey, and you can only do what you can do, and hopefully it goes well, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, Connor, congratulations to be named to Team WHL for the upcoming CIBC Canada-Russia series in Edmonton and Prince George.
Yeah, thank you.
Team WHL includes 18 NHL drafted players and two top NHL prospects. In Kelowna, the Rockets will have Arizona Coyotes first-round pick Nick Merkley competing. Regan Bartel has more.
Well, it's right, John. Nick Merkley is getting another kick of the cat here as he'll be playing in his second Canada, Russia, or Team WHL versus the Russian Selects series with games in Prince George and in Edmonton. Nick, the fact that you've been through this process before, does it make it a little easier this time around?
I think it definitely helps. You got a little more experience and kind of know what to expect. So I'm excited for the games and just, ready to get going.
It's a big deal, right, when you really look at it. I mean, Hockey Canada watching you closely, and you want to perform at your optimum level.
Yeah, I think obviously you want to, it's kind of a stepping stone to further things, and you just want to play well and kind of play your game, and you're there for a reason. So I think you just have to go play your game.
Is it intense out there?
Yeah, I think both teams want to win, and two games you want to showcase yourself, and everyone wants to showcase themselves as best you can, and I think you do that when you win.
Is it also nice to play with the elite amongst the WHL? Because essentially, you know, the best of the Western Hockey League will be on display.
Yeah, obviously, you mostly are playing against these guys most of the year, so it's kind of nice to get together and play with some top-end skill and play at that pace again, I guess, and I'm just excited to be there again, and hopefully we can get a couple wins.
How tough is it to play against a team that is essentially a team? The Russian Selects are pretty much built and ready to go, or you guys are bringing, you know, parts together to try to become a good hockey club over a short period of time?
Yeah, I think a lot. Most of the guys here have done that before and kind of been in that setting that you just have to come together really quick and kind of short-term competition. So I think you just kind of have to not ease into it at all and just be ready to go right when the puck drops. And I guess that's probably what we're going to try to do.
You want to make the Canadian World Junior team this time around. You had a chance to almost make it one season ago. What's it going to take to wear Canadian colors at Christmas this time?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be really huge honor, and obviously a little cut a little short there in last Christmas, but hopefully this time around I can have a good tryout, and I'm just going to try and have a good start to the season here and get ready for that, and hopefully I can make that team, and hopefully we can do well if I do.
Well, good luck in those games. Play well, and I know you'll represent the WHL well.
Thanks a lot.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Once again, it's Team Alberta, Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup champs.
Glove down by Bazarin, into the pads, it goes, poking away, scores! Shorty is the bringer of gold!
One of those goals that often is the final goal in overtime, just a scramble in front of the net. Bazarin couldn't cover it up, and Alberta puts it away to win their fifth out of six Challenge Cups.
Carter Chorney had the overtime winner. The Spokane Chiefs prospect described it.
Kind of just swinged to the right wall there, and I got a pass from Matthew Robertson, and just I was thinking shoot, and get someone going to the net, and then lucky enough got the shot through, and then just drove the net and just put her in.
Red Deer Rebels prospect and Team Alberta goaltender Byron Fancy on the championship repeat.
It's really come together. We've bonded really quickly. In short-term competition, you have to do that in order to win. It's a great group of kids, and I really couldn't ask for any better.
Team Alberta co-captain and Saskatoon Blades prospect Kirby Dock, happy to win it for his province.
Can't put it into words. It's indescribable. It's very honorable to be wearing this jersey for our home province, and especially to take home gold. It's just a great feeling all around.
The tournament all-stars announced, and they included goaltender Byron Fancy for Team Alberta, a Red Deer Rebels prospect, defenseman Caden Korzak for Team Saskatchewan, a Kelowna Rockets prospect, and Braden Schneider of Team Saskatchewan, who was a draft pick of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Up front, forward Logan Barlaghi of Team Saskatchewan, a prospect of the Swift Current Broncos, Peyton Krebs, Team Alberta, Kootenay Ice first overall pick, and forward Josh Williams, Team BC, as well as a Medicine Hat Tigers top prospect.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a week for Brandon Wheat Kings defenseman Cale Cleggs. Big numbers, 10 points to be named both the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. A voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, sat down with him.
Chatting now with Cale Clegg, the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. And Cale, obviously it's been a great start since you've made your return. What can you attribute your success offensively to?
You know, I think, you know, coming into the season, I think I wanted to have the mindset of consistency. It's something I need to work on. Obviously, my D-zone game, and, I think I've just, told myself D first, and, I think it's just been coming naturally. I think I've been patient throughout the games and kind of picking my spots at the right times.
How key was it to, come back along with James Shearer as well at the same time?
Yeah, me and James have, seemed to play well together, and, I think we have a little bit of chemistry together, and I think it's been going well so far, so... he's a good D-man. He moves the puck well. He plays fast, and he's reliable on his own end. So I enjoy playing with him.
Well, I know it was frustrating for you to get hurt during LA's camp, not only because you kind of cut down your showcase time in front of your NHL team, but then it took you a while to get back in. Talk about the process to get back in the lineup. What sort of things did you have to do to get healthy here?
Yeah, I had a lot of rest. My injury was something I needed some rest, and lots of rehab. I worked out hard with my trainer here in Brennan, Chris, and he helped me to get strong and healthy and to get back and perform at the level I want to.
When you look at this team and the way they've been able to get goals on the power play and shorthanded in all different situations, things just seem to be working offensively, at least especially over the last 10 games.
Yeah, I think our guys are working hard right now, and we're playing the right way, at least we're trying to play the right way, and I think when we work hard and get established in the offensive zone, I think we have the skill that'll take over, and I think that we can generate off that.
Obviously, the last couple of weeks, the roster has certainly missed a lot of big guns and guys like Reed Duke, Nolan Patrick, Ty Coulter. You know, what does it mean to this team to be able to be successful without those guys?
Yeah, I think that's really important. You know, along the way, it's a long season. There's going to be guys that go down. And you know, I think it's important that guys that don't usually have the role that step up and, you know, play well, get out of their comfort zone and be able to contribute. So I think it shows the character of our team. And, you know, I think we're going to be, you know, that much better when those guys get back.
What does it mean to you to be not only the Western League Player of the Week, but the CHL Player of the Week, and people are taking notice?
Yeah, it's nice to get recognized like that. You know, I want to keep doing the same thing. I don't want anything to change and, you know, keep helping my team win.
I guess, you know, lastly, when you look at the points that you've been getting, I know you're a defenseman. Are you okay if you're not getting points and still getting the win?
Yeah, for sure. You know, as long as our team's winning and getting the 2 points, I think, you know, I think defensemen obviously can, you know, play really well without getting points. So, you know, I don't really think about that too much. I'm just going to keep playing my game and hopefully it comes.
Cale Clegg certainly found his nose for the net, 9 points in 3 games back with the Brandon Wheat Kings. Thanks for doing this, Cale.
Thanks.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to thank Regan Bartel in Kelowna and Brandon Crow in Brandon for their help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.